That sounds familiar. Are we going to start now?
Hmm?
Anybody paying attention?
No.
Anybody? John, look up
Hello?
From your phone.
No.
Yes.
I've almost got me a Charizard. You are not going to cost me that.
You're never going to evolve if you don't look up from that. You have to continue with life. You can't run away from it forever.
If you cost me one more Pokeball with your prattling, I know you think that I owe you something because you showed me how quickly the Poke stops
with your
regenerate, and you showed me how to put an egg in the incubator. You showed me the basics of the game.
What monster I've created.
I've already moved past you, and frankly, you're going to hear this throughout the rest of the show.
Now I have to.
I leave you guys
I play
alone
Pokemon Go.
For one gosh darned minute.
Mm-hmm.
And it I come back to a discussion of Pokeballs, which I totally expected. I just didn't expect it to be cartoon related.
You left us to our own devices for a very long time.
Yeah, and I've seen, actually,
like
I haven't seen your
long
devices.
Long enough for a Squirtle to evolve into a Blastoise.
I've heard lengthy descriptions of your devices.
That's most shows.
Yeah.
Understandably.
How does this music
like
not
month.
Make your soul happy? That's all I'm asking.
No soul.
Okay. That kind of explains a lot.
There's a childlike innocence to
but
it.
But John has one.
Yeah.
What?
And it's Burning.
Burning Soul. That sounds like a terrible band.
Burning Soul?
No, it's,
yeah.
There's Burning
it's
Spear, the Rasta
right
guy.
Now. You can
right. Burning
see his,
Spear?
Burning
you can
Spear.
See his inner child just blossoming.
Yeah.
All right, I'm bringing
I mean,
it down.
I mean, smelling, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm turning
that
it down for
blossom.
You guys. I'll give you 1 hour with no Poke Go. I suppose I have to host the show.
Yeah,
okay.
Just by virtue of the name.
Let
Papa's
the Pokestops regenerate.
They regenerate after 5 minutes.
It's like 3 minutes, actually.
Oh my god, that's nothing.
Can we just do like a 15-minute show?
Please?
If that's cool, because I want to play
please,
too.
Please, Papa.
That's okay.
All right.
You don't even play.
No, I don't want to play.
I know.
It is Papa's Basement.
I only do serious things.
I'm your host, really?
Yep.
Really?
Why are you here?
Yep.
Yeah. The boys got you.
It's
Papa's Basement. I'm John Papa Giorgio. She is Sarah Beaker. And he
That's
is...
That's just fine.
Aww.
And she's back. That's the big deal. Don't think we fired her or...
Beaker's
or she mouthed off to a cop and was shot
trouble.
Execution style 17 times in self-defense.
That's right. Yeah. And then I was like, no ticket.
And we got Pete Maybe.
Hi.
Show's website is inpapasbasement.com.
Don't apologize for yourself, Pete. Ever.
Okay.
No one puts Pidgey in a corner.
Oh, dang it. I kind of like Pidgey. That's great.
There are so many. Even if you hate
accepted
80% of the names and the arts, there's going to be one that sucks you in. Even if you're done to death with Pikachu and you're like, who cares about that stupid lightning rat? Someone.
Yes.
Someone
I caught a lightning
you.
Rat.
Snorlax for me. Snorlax is the one that brought
Eevee.
Me.
Oh, that's amazing.
That's a cute little
cat fox thing, whatever the hell
it's,
it is.
Yeah, and it's funny because I've already leveled one up, but like I've caught ones that are way stronger, but I won't even get rid of this one that I've leveled up.
Of course you can't. That's your child.
I can't. It's my little baby.
Yeah. What?
And I'm a nerd.
You have a kid.
It's the only thing more annoying than people who are like, my dogs are like my children.
Yeah.
My Eevee?
My Pokemon. Like
my Eevee
children.
Is my girl.
My Pokemon are basically my children. I'm a mommy.
Show's website inpapasbasement.com. Every episode we've ever done is there at Papa's Basement for me on Twitter and Instagram. IG is the kids say. And you guys fight amongst yourselves.
I'm at Pete Maybe. And I like to get in there first.
Yeah. I'm at Madame Tussoun. MadameTussoon.
There
my
you go.
Boys think that I spell it strangely and it's difficult for people to find, but I have more faith in you than
Madame
that.
Madame Tussoun.
I have hope.
You should have a good easy handle, like Boomer 23.
Women don't Boomer have good 23. Easy handles.
That is very
and
true.
And yet, we survive.
Okay, all right. I'll give you that. You are here alive to this day, so
yes,
clearly you got
at the very least.
You got some arrow of wisdom in that quiver of yours.
Burning spear.
So yeah,
flaming
let's,
spear.
Let's be the 50th show you've heard talk about Pokemon Go. Let's be late to that party.
Yeah, more like Pokemon went.
They would have let us get the studio earlier.
No,
we could have done this earlier.
Yeah.
We would have been the first ones to talk about it, damn it.
Yeah. John's got like a healthy social schedule now, so we can't just
it's
podcast
not social.
Whenever we want.
I just work a lot.
No, it's standing next to other people trying to catch Pokemon. It's not exactly social.
That's
but
currently the definition of social.
A lot of people are trying to say that that is being very social.
Well,
and I mean, by say, you mean tweet.
I'll give them that. You do at least gesture to folks. You're like, yes, I am also playing Pokemon. But it really doesn't get much further than that.
Occasional one-finger gestures.
Well, no, yeah. It's first
no
of all,
digits.
If you're, so we're talking Pokemon Go, smartphone game, involves cute little critters. You have to walk around the real world to catch these guys. There, you're all caught
Do
up.
We have That's viewers it. That,
yeah, yeah,
or listeners that don't know that?
No.
Because they can go.
My
so.
Mom
they
asked me go. About Pokemon Go.
Well, but she asked you, what was the question?
She was like, what candy do I use to level up Pandar?
Whoa.
I don't even know if that's a thing.
I don't
And like, I
want to
correct him. Can I? I don't know. But it's also, if it was.
What's your mom's
let's
name?
Let's say it is a thing, mother.
Her name
is Pandar
Evie.
Candy.
I'm running out of lies here. The noose is tightening. I'm playing this Pokemon Go because I feel I have to. I bought a $4 Pikachu phone case.
You caught the bug.
Like 4 years ago.
Years ago.
Okay.
Because it was cheap and it's thick rubber. And mm-hmm. I thought it'd be a conversation starter, which it has been. Pete over here
can
attest.
By the way, you're not exactly a Pokemon player yourself, right?
Like,
it's
all
a farce. You know of it, of course, because
it's all a farce.
You're of, yeah.
No, I learned about Pokemon.
It has got you many a girls, though, that phone case.
Yeah.
He means like children.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, yeah.
Girls in a very
girls
literal.
Girls of various
cultures,
ages.
Women.
Yeah. Yeah.
Certain cultures, the ones that did the Bastille Day attack. I'd be rolling in legal ass in their world. Over here, what I do is frowned upon. But in 5 years, those girls will be able to legally sell Girl Scout cookies.
Excellent.
So,
which is your only other criteria.
Exactly. Get in there young, brainwash them.
Give them your address now.
Yeah.
Get on
They'll
that cookie
know
mailing
where
list.
Give the cookies later.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it all checks out.
It's what I like to say an R-O. I see. I think I got that. Return on ROCI. There, that's what I meant to say. Return on cookie investment.
Ah.
Okay. There you go.
That was worth it.
It totally was. Just like walking around with the Pokemon game, and then it crashes on you right before you catch
oh,
one of those
Oh, what a buggy game
critters.
That is.
So I was with Pete the other day after recording the previous show, and there's a mall nearby.
I don't like to hear about you guys recording without me. Just pretend you were doing something else. Pretend you were at a strip club or something.
So you don't want to watch?
Yeah, I just don't want to think about you guys.
What we did without
I would
you.
Love no. to pretend that.
I don't want to think about this happening without me.
You don't like being podcast cuckolded?
No. Only if you both missed me a lot the whole time.
The whole time
we
mourned you.
We brought you up every time.
Okay.
So, but you never said anything, so therefore you're probably not listening. So it's
we
right.
we mourned you like a Muslim
we
ran a Mack you. Truck into you.
Yeah. Okay, carry on. I'm sorry.
It's all good. No, I get it. We needed to make a bigger stink about you coming back.
Say mall again.
Oh, is this a weird word I just
I like
pronounced?
To, I think, no, I just,
mall?
I think.
Mall?
And I,
mall.
I anybody that's listening.
Like Paul Mall?
When I consider
we sound like
a,
an odd cat.
No,
with
when,
a mall?
Huh? When I can, mall? What I consider
Are
a
you
mall.
Mall.
What I consider a mall is like an inside, like a giant oh. building that has a bunch of buildings on the inside. And what you consider a mall is like if there's just like a strip of stores
oh, like a,
and they kind of face each
a
other a little
mall.
Bit. A mini mall.
Yeah, we didn't all
but
grow
John
up
always
in
calls it a mall,
Chelsea,
and I think it's strange.
Peach.
That
we didn't
is
all
weird.
Grow up in the lap
yeah.
of luxury.
Do you know, what do you consider a mall? I know it's
like a big grassy area with like a monument at the end.
It needs Kennedy's brains on it. No, wait. That was the grassy knoll. You maybe jumped the gun there. The mall just has the Washington Monument. Boo me.
Boo Washington.
But that's just me. I consider it a large building with buildings on the shop
yeah.
stores on the inside. Oh. And then
I was
yes,
like you
like
once.
If they're outside.
I mean,
I was.
Yeah, like it's one of those things where for years I tried to fight the good fight like the same way I want to be like, bling isn't a word.
Right.
And things like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we all resisted, like, literally changing but definitions.
I got fear
we,
that I'm going to be calling things
There's
malls.
So many fights to fight, you can only choose.
Exactly. You can just kind of stay. You can only Hodor yeah. so long.
Exactly.
Eventually, the whites will tear you apart.
Yeah, we say that every week.
Yeah.
They will, actually.
So,
speaking of malls,
Speaking of whites.
And also, I feel like we don't talk about Arlington enough. And there's, you know, the world's worst mall, Boston.
Boston yes. Mall sucks.
Apparently, I haven't been there in forever, obviously, because obviously. Because
screw Arlington.
Boston's the worst mall I've ever seen, and I grew up in a crappy small town, too.
I don't think I've ever even been in there, but I tell you right now, it's hands down the worst mall that's ever existed.
I only set foot there to do work, and you know what? I never feel like I was paid enough because I had to go there.
It's garbage.
Yeah. Yeah, like it's just sort of, I don't know, like... Boost Mobile kiosks and sort of a wasteland.
It's like getting
There's
called in
weeds
to fix
the whole thing crawling up like through cologne. The elevator shaft. And
it's like getting called to fix a gas leak at Dachau. You walk out and you're like, did I in the end do something right in the world?
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
It's very weird. Anyway, somebody told me that
you got
they're
50 Deutschmarks, but
tearing it down and rebuilding it, and it's going to be one of those things that you call a mall that's like a sort of... outdoor-y kind of mall.
Well, that's what every mall
is
now.
Yeah, they try and push you outdoors.
Well,
you strut around
in Virginia. That makes a lot of sense because it's not muggy all the time.
Right.
And
there's plenty of quote interesting people to see.
Yeah. Why are we trying to like converse more?
No. every walk around mall. Okay, so getting back to what you said about me caving and I call everything a mall.
No, which is fine. I just
yeah,
fear
there's
that
strip
I may
malls.
Be falling.
There's outdoor walk-around
mall.
Malls.
Yeah, that's what we should call it.
I was
mall.
Like you once. To me, a mall is a place where in 1987, my big sister could have taken me while she listened to the Bangles on a Sony Walkman.
It's so cool.
And smoked a Paul Mall in front of me.
Yeah.
Yes, when you could smoke in there.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
A Paul strip mall.
And it would have been trapped, and the ceilings would have been yellow. Because I remember that from my childhood.
Oh, very, very filthy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It took a while to clean
like
out the
movie theater ceilings.
Potomac Mills
or
Mall.
Movie theater floors.
But eventually.
Or movie theater walls.
It moved past that. And now if I go there to buy junk, it's a mall. What else am I going to call it?
Yeah,
a row of stores?
I just felt like, I don't know, you could hang out at the indoor ones a lot more. It was more welcoming.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, just make yourself at home. Just kind of
kick it
here.
No, it was much more the mall rat culture, but that whole thing's dead.
Is it?
Why?
I guess.
I think it's just because they keep trying to push
us
outside.
What are teenagers doing? I don't know what they're doing.
They're getting raped on Pokemon Go.
Sure.
They're not...
Well, and
they are.
Robbed, to
and
be fair.
And falling to their death.
And finding
and,
corpses.
Yeah.
Wow.
Really?
This game is
kids
horrifying.
Are out there stand-by-me-ing?
A kid went to find a water Pokemon and found a, what I said, a Rotichu.
I've been whole life.
Definitely found a corpse.
Dead Mankey.
There you go.
I like that one.
There you go.
Both excellent.
You guys are like, what?
It required some Pokemon knowledge, which, again, I don't have. If we're being quite honest, every ounce
always are.
Of Pokemon knowledge I have is because I realized to approach millennials in a flirty capacity, I'd have to know something about Pokemon.
Yeah.
Like.
That's because you're a woke
which
bae now.
There was a lot over at that mall around the corner. There was some...
There
were nice
Pokies,
millennial
Pokies women.
I don't like talking about this in front of Sarah. It's disrespectful.
Oh, yeah,
to,
I forgot. Yeah,
to the show's wife.
We were allowed to.
Oh,
do,
no, I
we
don't care what else
do
you do as long as
here.
You don't podcast with anyone else.
Okay.
Oh,
we
okay.
definitely pissed in some buttholes.
Cool.
That's how we have podcast sex.
Yeah, that checks out.
No,
not willing to Google it.
So we walked around the outdoor mall, as Pete would insist I refer to it. Both of us playing Pokemon Go, and like Pete said, much more interesting than the game to me is looking at people with their phones and trying to determine without actually peering, are they doing what I'm doing?
Ah.
Or are they like norms?
Can
normalos?
You tell they're playing?
Sure.
Are they just texting?
Yeah.
But and I found, first of all, a rule of thumb, if there's an Asian person, they're playing Pokemon Go.
99%
true. Who's gonna do all the shopping then? Like what?
You're right. All the Hello Kitty stores are just gone.
All the Sanrio
That's
stores are just
so upsetting.
So
for
empty.
Maybe Boston, I guess. Probably had a Hello Kitty store.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know.
I didn't know they really had them on this side. I thought we won the war and kept those things out.
Too soon.
Also, is Asian and shopping a thing, or is that maybe it's a Fairfax thing? I don't know.
Yeah, no, I don't know. When you go on vacation someplace, there's like
an
area with expensive
now
stores.
Now I'm curious.
If there's a new stereotype, I want to use it, but
yeah,
Asians
yeah.
don't
I'm gonna,
shop?
No, they do shop.
Yeah, I was going to say.
A lot.
They shop their asses off.
So if you're playing Pokemon instead on the phone.
Oh, no, there's some real.
Where have I been?
There's some real shopping.
Why are you guys not filling
SOBs?
Me in with these stereotypes?
You live in West Virginia. Legally, Asians aren't allowed there for more than 4 hours.
Really? Yeah, that's true.
I don't actually think I've seen any Asian
people. Sort of like a yellow flu.
Now that you mention it, I really don't think that out where I am.
You see nothing.
I
maybe.
Maybe like.
There are more bears than black people where you live. What do you want me to say?
It's really strange now.
You live in Trump's
polar
wet
bears.
Dream.
Doesn't even make sense.
It's very bizarre.
Yeah.
They broke out of that old zoo that lost its funding.
Yep. It's creepy. Also, all of Trump's dreams are wet.
It's creepy.
He's just a leaky, leaky man.
So many broken ducks.
There's constant banjo music.
Yeah, so they started that weird gypsy camp, the polar bears, and yeah.
There's the gypsy market that's down the street from
me. Are you kidding me?
You guys are not. Actually, I was going to say he actually did land on something there.
How far would you have to walk from your front door to step in horse poop?
Not my front door, but...
Back door?
Like eighth of a mile?
Okay.
But where can we go to put
it
in our mouth?
It's a good metric. We can agree on that.
Something about the gypsy mart that's, it's always there.
I want a picture like a very mart? Professional sign that says gypsy
it
mart.
It does. I'll show you.
No, Pete lives
on
again in this weird mountainous region, and he wants to act like its beauty overcomes its awfulness. Mm. But he doesn't get that like every rural juror corner of this country can be described as beautiful and awful.
Oh my gosh, there's a sign that says Gypsy Market.
Oh, it's legit. He wasn't kidding.
Oh my goodness.
And
it's
he has like
every week.
He has weird
classifying
like,
them as gypsies for some reason.
I would call them strip clubs, but they're like in a shed almost.
Oh, sure.
They're smaller than this room.
So like
I kid you not.
You can still live with your parents and
own
be
a
stripper.
Club. Yes.
Yeah.
Opportunities that I didn't know didn't exist.
You can also make horror movies if you live out in West Virginia and get those strippers to be in them for free. Naked.
Are you plugging the effort you started in so long ago?
I'm not going to plug my movie anymore.
What was the name of that again?
I'm done.
Yes, I would like to know the name of the horror movie that you and some strippers were in.
If you want, you can dig and do some research, and you will find that West Virginia horror movie that I was in.
We mentioned it on a previous
episode.
I'm starting
to think this whole thing
is
the title.
End of my days.
No, it was piss poor, but I'll give you an interesting psychological fact to it. These are strippers that, like, in the club, you really wouldn't have given a second glance to. But something about knowing it's an amateur girl that's just agreed to be taped in someone's basement on really what looks like a handheld VHS recorder.
Oh,
you are not.
Made it oddly sexy. You're like, you're not even stripper damaged.
I thought you were like,
you're
I could just
on hunt. Film naked damaged.
Yeah, where's this strange land where you can just ask women if, hey, is it cool if I just, I'm making a film, is it cool if I film you? You're going to have to be nude. And they're like, yeah, that's fine. They're like, could you ask your friend if she wants to be in it too? And she's like, yeah, she's fine. She gets nude all the time. And that's a thing that happens.
Huh.
At least on this tape.
Yeah.
Which again exists. God, the first 2 months of our friendship were you prattling on about that crap? 4 months?
About how bad it was.
Yeah, but also wanting me to ask to watch it, and then you started like,
I wanted you to see how bad it was. Like, it
you were
win
you were like a husband
ever.
Asking for anal. Like, but like the first 3, 4, 5 months, it was just
I don't know what guys are talking about. I don't like that. I mean, like, who needs it? I mean, maybe like if you know, like maybe just to, if you wanted to try.
Yeah,
but,
exactly.
I don't expect.
What would it even feel like?
And me hearing it.
Right.
Just
I don't need. You know, I only care about you.
Going back to cooking dinner and taking care of the kids because it's 1958.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, after 6 months, it was like, remember that thing I brought up all the time? You wanna? And I just
pegging?
Stared blankly. And then I think at the end, did you resort to bringing over a computer and hooking it into my TV?
I think so probably did.
Yeah, off.
Well, John just stares at his phone the whole time. I had to bring over something.
He had to initiate. And
I had to.
After a night
with
of drinking,
John, you have to initiate.
I was forced to be pegged, and also. Watch, give the title.
The Snorlax of Anal.
Yeah,
you have to
that's
coax
the
him
title?
Into it.
That's
well, it's
begging
the tattoo
for
on my back.
That's not a bad title. What is the title of it? No, I'm not gonna.
Come on, everyone.
It's called Ghoulish Tales.
Ghoulish Tales. There you
go. It's going to give it another little bump, and then they're going to all their little cronies are going to make even more movies. Great.
How many cronies could be involved here?
Yeah,
too
really.
Many. I'm telling you right now. Like their website, when they do like their movies, they're like, oh, we're making another movie like the website. In like a month, they have like over 1,200 likes on their webpage. And I'm just like, how is that even possible? And then it keeps growing and growing.
Maybe because
like
is the only
I'm
button.
I'm doing a pre-order. And it's just terrible. I don't understand. You have to stop them somehow. It has to be stopped. I was suckered in once. And I'm an advocate for stopping this. Or, I don't know, we can start making films like that,
so
too,
you're
because
like
there are titties involved.
Reformed, you know, like you were in the cult, and then you got
Absolutely,
out, and now you're just
yeah.
trying to save other people. You're trying to, like, yeah. you know, clam bake or whatever. What's the Scientology movie?
Clam bake.
What? Are you
I think that's
sure?
like their website.
That sounds like a terrible movie name. Clam bake?
I believe it was an Elvis film, actually.
Clam really?
Hold on. Let me Google that real
I'm gonna
going
to go Gidget. I think it's a Gidget
here.
Film.
Oh, it's Clam Bake.
Well, at some point, Clam Bake was a...
1967 anti- American musical film starring Elvis Presley, Shelley Fabares, Bill Bixby. Holy crap, the Incredible Hulk himself.
Huh. Nice.
There you go.
What was the name of the Scientology movie?
Autism
yeah,
What
remember.
What? Seeing Clear?
I don't remember.
That was the one that debunked Scientology.
Yeah,
on HBO.
Yeah, that's
Going Clear.
Going clear.
There you go.
Good. All right.
Going
clear. Again, totally worth it. That whole conversation. Sorry, guys.
That should just be the podcast title.
Yeah.
Totally worth it. You somehow worked through all of this. Here's your cookie. It's
there's
a very built-in audience, guys, for horror films, and there's a little tidbit that I read about yesterday.
Oh.
That
in that tiny periodical Tidbits Weekly.
Yes. No toilet is complete without
Bit
it.
Bit of the week.
I don't do Tidbits Weekly. I actually do Tidbitten.
Oh.
It just ends with an N and an apostrophe.
I love it. Yeah. Yeah.
That's the Reader's Good, Digest version of Tidbits.
You pick it up right outside the grocery store.
Yeah, yeah. They just see me at the strip mall. See, I have to get
yeah.
detailed
go.
For Pete. And I just grab my Charmin's and a couple issues
Charmin's.
Of Tidbitten.
You
fancy,
if you're
huh?
going out, you going to pick me up a Tidbitten?
I do. I like to wipe my ass with the skin of a small bear.
Yeah, obviously. That's why those commercials are perfect.
Yeah. Just go down to the gypsy camp, shoot a couple of those polar bears, and turn it into mm-hmm. some new Charmin's.
I mean,
so horror movies really do have this built-in audience where I don't care what's going on, who
Biggest
makes
super
it.
Biggest fans in the world.
Yeah, they're
really?
Just, they,
yeah.
dude, they want their fix.
That's so interesting.
And yesterday I learned about a movie called Spring Break Zombie Massacre.
That
okay.
sounds kind of
normal.
Cool.
It doesn't even sound
but
redundant.
Why are you bringing it up?
I'm bringing it up because the two directors.
Why does it need to?
Of Spring
yeah,
Break
don't
Zombie
they usually
Massacre.
Have zero?
Well, you have what? Pete and Bobby Farrelly. You have the Coen brothers.
Are they brothers?
No, not so much. I mean, they definitely have something genetically in common. I wouldn't call it brotherhood so much.
Okay.
Sisterhood? Is this a feminist piece?
It's two young filmmakers, Sam and Maddie, and they both are Down with syndrome.
Ah.
Good for them.
And they made... They,
this is the directors?
Know. These are the directors.
Okay.
I believe the directors and the stars. Well, you know, they probably
well,
had
now that's
someone
crazy.
Also direct.
If starring gonna, and directing.
I know, they're double threats, right?
Yeah.
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 And they wrote it.
And they have that strength that, you know what, famous for. So really triple threats.
Really.
Really triple
strong.
Threats. Did all their own stunts.
You know
when
what?
A zombie had its
not,
arms
I was
yanked
say,
out of its
not,
sockets.
Not a bad idea. Yeah.
Sam and Maddie did that on their own.
I actually would feel comfortable, like, in a zombie apocalypse to stand behind said directors.
Yeah. Hmm. Or anyone that looked like them in the eyes
maybe,
department.
Maybe.
That's a that's
I think
some
Sam
good...
and I I've got
I
my money on Sam and Maddie.
This.
I mean, going back
they
to
could kick
Hodor,
some zombie ass.
Can you only imagine how long that door would have been held if Hodor was a little
if?
Oh for so long.
Downsy syndromish.
Absolutely. It would have been he would have done it with one hand.
The war would have been over.
Yeah.
by the time those things got through.
Why didn't they write that in?
Hodor, are you okay? I'm fine. Hodor. What?
He would be fine now. Should have thought it through.
Get me Cheetos! They had Cheetos.
Hold the door.
Then,
you don't go to a war without Cheetos.
He's eaten through all the Cheetos.
Little MRE Cheetos.
So,
is this movie out anywhere? Can I watch it?
I don't know if it's out quite yet. I believe we are going to get it later this summer. But I
the
think,
old coming this summer.
Yeah, coming this summer. The thing that struck me most is, by the way, has a Pauly D, DJ Pauly D cameo.
Really?
And what struck me most about this
now.
Is how right it felt. How much...
What? To be with those kind of... To be like in the same company as somebody with Downs?
If you were like, we've got two kids.
Pauly Downs?
Yeah.
I just figured it out. That's what it's for. I didn't know what the D was for.
Wait, so what feels right? Like, are you making a comment on the horror film audience?
A little bit.
Okay.
Like, if you're
Carry
saying
on.
We've got two young auteurs, there we are, who are down with the sickness, and there's a certain genre that more than any other speaks to these two. I wouldn't think documentary.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even think, like, action and adventure. I would at first think, did you confuse
possibly.
WWE with a genre?
Sure.
And they'd say, no, that's not a film genre. And I'd say, all right, then horror. And they'd say, bingo.
Right.
You're
Because you're also
winner.
Playing bingo at the time.
Yes.
This is where you hang out. To...
Down syndrome bingo.
Yes.
The hit of 2016.
Right.
Pokemon Go will be blasted off the map.
Coincidentally, also sing bingo a lot. Like
really?
Just, you know.
You sing it?
Yeah, the song. The famous. There was a farmer who had a dog, etc.
See, you calling that a song makes me feel like Pete does when I call those things malls.
I've been hanging out with a two-year-old.
That's a weird child ditty. That's no song.
Okay, it's a ditty.
Yeah.
And I hope you're prepared for me to call songs that you love a ditty in the future.
You mean like the Pokemon Go masterpiece of symphony work?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, we're going to start playing again. You're going to have to
play
love
the part that sounds like a newsreel intro.
Okay.
Yeah. Tonight's top story.
Yes. I caught my wife in bed with another man. That went nowhere, and we'll bring it back down and just walk.
Moments happen.
Yeah, just walk backwards, right back out of that room.
I'm waiting
Around
for you to maybe bring up a clip for this movie.
Well, let's fire it up. I certainly have one. I'm praying
you brought
that it's,
it up.
Well, I'm praying it's
not. What kind of reviews has it gotten?
Bleep worthy.
Yeah, I feel like horror movies have a lot of swears.
Look
in them.
When it comes to reviews,
I hope it
for
has
this,
boobs. I hope
if,
it has
if
boobs.
You think
audible
Downsy boobs.
I don't care. I'll take them.
Any level of perkiness.
I'll take them any way I can get.
Downsy nipples look like the Downsy eyes. Little elliptical.
Not that a few drinks can't handle.
Okay.
Yeah, I think boobs just come in all varieties.
All shapes.
I don't think there's probably a bad boob in the world.
All I'm going to say is if you think that Paul Feig or Feig's Ghostbusters is going to get graded on a curve, this movie is going to put that to shame. Let's fire up the...
Does it have a Rotten Tomatoes yet?
Mm.
It's going to be the first perfect 100.
I would love to see that, yeah.
Wow.
Who's going to have the balls to downvote this?
Yeah, nobody on the internet has balls to do terrible things to each other.
Yeah, that's never going to happen.
They do anonymously.
No
one's going to put their name out and be like, you know what would have helped this? If they weren't tarded. There, I said it. Like, you'll be pilloried. Come on.
You do have a blog. Pillory.
You're going to give it like a 9 out of 10 and be like, they tried. They really tried, these little kids. God bless
them. I bet it's going to be better than most the horror movies out there.
I guarantee you, because
it's
a lot gonna of
be
people
better than the one I did, and that's going
to
suck.
What they wanted to do, so they had people that like weren't in their classes who did a lot of the actual nuts and bolts work.
Yeah.
And
that's the little people.
But like biggish names, I think. Like people
really?
That really yeah,
they're all below the line.
Like I think Stanley Kubrick is one of the zombies that came back to life.
Sure.
Transformers
sure.
for
yeah.
them.
Yeah.
So we can play this. We might need to do a beeping, but I don't think we're in a rush to get this out by Friday, so it's all good.
Who cares? I'll look at it.
All right, here is our...
Maybe I'll say a cuss word.
So,
what are you going to do about that?
This opens up with one of the two special young men running around in what looks like...
Matt or Sam.
A Don Johnson jacket, and then a white t-shirt and white pants. Like... It would be horrible if he
Sounds
got
fresh.
His first period. That's all. It would be carry level bad. So okay. He's sprinting all around. Right. Gotta say, he's carrying a shotgun well.
Okay.
You know, maybe I was wrong about.
No,
unplug the monitor. You know how this works.
Is that Get Sam and Maddie?
You got it. I
really?
Was wondering what the hell they were saying. Yeah. So, a bunch of zombie people.
I don't
want
to watch it because
who?
People can't, if people listening can't see it. So, I can tell you if it's not worth doing
because
we can't see
anything. It's the two of them, and they're covered in blood and looking somewhat badass, I have to say. They've been made up, you know, much like you can make Paul Blart look good with the right angles.
I mean, sure.
You take these guys, and lo and behold, they're kicking ass.
Huh.
I don't think the rest of the audience or the rest of the extras we've seen so far would participate in the same Olympics as these two.
Okay.
But you know what? That would be for the sequel.
Sure.
Like just all downs, balls to the wall downs.
Yeah.
Everything. Even the cameras got downs.
What's the name of this movie again?
Spring Break Zombie Massacre.
So this video has only been out for 15 days and has 144,000 views already.
And 217 dislikes. Again, who's got the stones?
Who has the I was going to say, who has the stones to do 217?
Where do you
dislikes?
Get your balls big enough to... So now, again, our two special lads are partying.
There aren't any words in this.
No, it's a downsy kid coughing up some booze, and again, it makes you realize that after 10 drinks, we're all kind of in there.
Oh, yeah.
Their
I think
skin.
We already knew that.
Yeah. They're fist bumping. They're doing secret handshakes.
Rise, my zombies! Rise, my demons!
Is that how zombies stab?
Zombies and demons?
Yeah. This is apparently Satan is summoning both.
I feel like you have to be fully dead to be a demon. Or to be, like, even communing with demons.
I don't get who wields both. They're very different genres, demonic possession.
Well, and zombies don't... Demons definitely, like... Could have a master.
But again,
but zombie, no. There, I mean, it's a
yeah. That is
a
bit
like
confusing.
A
from the normal.
I feel like who are these two guys? I'm gonna hit back. By the way, I don't
want
Matt and Scotty.
Sam and Maddie.
Yeah,
that sounds right.
Sam and Maddie.
I feel as they were eating their dinner of Rocky Road ice cream and mac and cheese.
Rocky.
They were thinking, you know, what would be great? Demons. And zombies. And the director says, who are we to say no to these
Can
kids?
You have a massacre without? That's a serious question.
I don't know. I just
that's
like
a serious question.
Plot holes.
I don't think he can.
I have a special gift for both of you. The power.
I thought he was going to remove a chromosome.
What is he going to give him?
Of bionics.
Okay.
Bionics.
They become bionic now.
Is a
so like,
rapper.
My life is way better.
They're like cyborgs now?
Yes. I can feel it.
They're now cyborgs, which means having a little a hologram, like I'm trying to think, like on a baseball card you'd get as a kid.
Oh, sure.
It's a hologram the size of a stamp on the side of their neck with a couple circuits around it.
That sounds right. Yeah.
Again, better looking than anything
I've
done.
I think that's how you do it.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to put it anywhere, put it, you know, right back there where all the cords and wires are.
Yeah, that's where the wires are.
Yeah.
Oh, there's law enforcement
police.
Is involved.
The police are not...
Are they bad guys?
Have they shot a black guy yet?
Actually, there's one dropping with every beat to that song. They shot 17 right in that preview. It's pretty good.
I at least appreciate the
17
realism.
During this video.
Wait, are there any... Like...
Pauly D just hurled a record into a zombie skull. Continue.
That's
are there
pretty
any
awesome.
Like people of color in this video so far?
No.
Also
well, green, the zombies.
Sure.
And
green.
The 17 black guys that did get shot. But
that, yeah. That
no
only
speaking roles
confirms yet. My theory about Pauly D is because nobody that's typically not in the Special Olympics is going to be able to throw a record into a zombie set.
With that strength.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't know what to
what
say
I'm
about
saying is he got downs.
I know what you're saying, and it just made me think of...
If the only weapon you have handy is a record, it's definitely an all-white movie.
Very true.
This is the Nazis coming for Wolfman Jack. And we can kill it.
Die?
There's just a lot of screaming. The young men do their screaming. You know,
of footage of that, I'm sure.
They can apparently
You
act.
Say that like an apologetic soccer mom. Oh, leave them down there. They're fine. The young men do all their screaming.
Yeah, I'll be honest. I don't know what... Like, I'm being sassy and black about this. I don't know what Down syndrome really entails. I don't know what level these guys are working at.
Yeah, I don't either, actually.
No.
Like,
no,
maybe they can
probably
act.
Higher than
know.
Me.
There was that guy, Corky.
Yeah.
Right? Chris something?
Yeah, I can't remember his
Made
name.
A killing. Nailed a lot of trim.
Jesus, Pete.
That really? Wasn't me.
Is that the...
okay, yeah, I'm a burp ventriloquist then.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't...
Does it smell like me?
I don't... Well, we both ate Chipotle. I don't know what level they're cracking at, but they...
Yeah, I mean, but we frequently matter. Talk about, or at least once before have talked about actors and...
that they're not
what
so bright?
What it takes to be one.
So you think that these guys might...
I have no thoughts on this at all.
Oh, really?
Well, okay. Nope.
Not until you get behind your keyboard and start this downvoting the video.
Politician.
That's right. Yeah. I've got a big red down thumb.
Oh, does it have to be a down thumb?
I think. I don't know.
I
no.
think it has
no,
to
I'm,
be,
I'm
actually.
Sure. Actually, I'm not going to watch this movie. I don't want to... I don't really watch horror movies.
You don't
want
to be forced to slow clap like you watched Schindler's List for the first time? Oh
Anytime.
Man.
Yeah.
Well, we can keep it lighthearted or we can get to the race war talk. Your choice, kids. Cuz I've got race war ready to go.
I have a question. There's an elephant. Maybe you covered this when I wasn't here, but
in the room.
There is an elephant. What's Pete's doing like a standing desk situation? What's happening here? Why
oh,
are you not
yeah,
sitting
yeah.
in a
I
chair?
I just got tired of sitting. I'm not burning any
When did you get tired
calories,
like in your life? You got tired of sitting? I'm not a sitter anymore.
It's true. I sit all day because I'm in IT, so all I do is sit and look at my computer.
That's something
and do
people
very
say on
work.
The metro when they're
he
like.
He feels it gives him more energy.
Trying to.
It does. I fall
have two thoughts on the matter. To. One, it reminds me of the intro bit of an Office episode where Dwight Schrute says he's going to stand all the time, and then he just wants to sit, but he can't because he's committed to it. And two,
okay.
I think what would also help Pete's energy level is not downing a sixer before every show.
I but don't thank you.
You drink at a 13th grade level. I'll give you that. You have the liver of a much younger man.
At a second year senior level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm pretty good at that.
I like that.
Like, I have a sixer. I'm like, can I rub one out before I just Netflix and go to bed? No.
Probably not.
And then I roll into my tummy to make sure I don't pull a Bon Scott and choke on my puke, and that's it. Like, I don't...
With a sixer?
Yeah.
Chump.
Most people drink a sixer, and they're good to go.
Or stay.
All this from yeah. standing just because I wanted to stand.
I just wanted to know what the deal
calories.
Was with the standing.
I'm just tired. Everybody's always sitting around.
Everybody's always sitting.
I got to stay loose. I'm going to play some Pokemon Go later.
It's weird. I'm with her.
I don't want to sprain anything. It's not weird. You loved it. And plus, you can see more of me.
I don't.
That's true.
Like, let's agree that that's pretty good. Right?
I don't know. If you turn around,
that's why you stop filming it.
We can see the inflamed hemorrhoids that are keeping you from sitting to begin with. It looks like you tried to fit a peacock's tail in your jeans.
Like a big red down thumb.
Yeah.
I told you not to say anything.
It's like he stole a pound of grapes.
God. And shoved them in my ass.
That seems like a lot of grapes, too.
It is.
I was genuinely trying to picture how many grapes are in a pound.
He
and it's a lot. It's like a few bunches.
Is it? Bushels?
Not ready to make
No, less than a peck, I'd say.
Oh. All right. Look at you. Didn't realize you grew up in wine country. Out jargoning me. So this is the last. Come on, guys.
That's me. That's
you
my story.
Keep it lighthearted.
I wanted to know what your lighthearted next segment was.
There's nothing lighthearted.
Oh, he was just going to keep
what
playing
do you mean?
The Pokemon theme over and over again.
What do you mean? You said I had a choice.
Yeah, the choice is.
Do we want to keep talking about Down syndrome?
You guys do something that's funny and happy, or I'm going to take it from the Downs kids.
Always with the ultimatums from you.
To my thoughts. Yeah.
I looked at your paperwork a little bit earlier.
I don't like
the Radioman's paperwork.
Quote unquote prep.
Yeah.
Which was about 2 pages long.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
So why are you looking at us?
It just says Black Lives Matter, Black Lives Matter. For like 4 pages.
It says don't forget to bring it up.
You guys are welcome to.
Don't forget to make them feel bad.
Which I appreciate.
I'm not Glenn Danzig.
It's a good
here.
Message.
This is a democracy. If you have something good, it goes in the outline.
Fit it in edgewise.
All right, you don't. What do you have?
Although I would like to actually talk about how dangerous Pokemon Go is.
Oh, because we didn't get to do a Pokemon Go segment.
Yeah, I mean,
I've been waiting.
Standing in line.
It's bad to say, but I've been waiting for someone to die from this. Because you just know it's going to happen. That doesn't make me a bad.
I almost killed someone.
That doesn't make me a bad person.
What's the name of that stupid cave bat one that's like common as hell?
It's a Zubat. And you almost killed a person for a Zubat,
yeah.
John.
I almost killed a man in D.C.
For a mammal.
Yeah, I hadn't shut off. There's a mode that you showed me that at least like stabilizes the creature.
God. Take off the AR mode.
Yeah, it makes it catching them. Like you pretty much just have to swipe your finger across the screen. I hadn't done that. So I'm having to move my phone around the inside of my car to find out where Zubat is to begin with. Then I realized I was not getting proper throwing technique with my thumb.
Oh, he's all the way in my crotch. I'll look down there.
Yeah, it was always hooking right because of how I hold my phone.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to
take how thumbs work.
Yeah, I had to take my wheel hand off and start flicking. Had to. It's
had
Zoop.
To take the
it's
hand
Zubat.
Off the
he's
wheel
catch
and
it.
Start flicking.
He seemed rare and precious at the time, and then I looked up.
Little did you know.
And there was a guy, I'm not going to say I would have killed him, but it helped that I looked up. I was able to correct myself.
Did you have
not
to swerve?
Him. Yeah, there was a little.
Was it very? Was it obvious to the other guy? Was he in a car or was he walking?
It looked like a white guy in a rap video. You know,
so he was walking?
He had like a suit and briefcase and like, you know, finger under the collar of his shirt.
Oh, it's hot with all these women around me.
Yeah. Look at these beautiful black asses. That, you know, that.
Maybe you should have hit him.
I don't know. No, he was just discovering black asses. He had
yeah,
so much
he has
to
a
learn.
Lot.
I want some.
He has a lot to learn now.
Yeah.
So I guess like there's going to be a first time that in a courtroom somebody has to like make an argument
absolutely.
To the judge.
Absolutely.
That's like, okay, so what happened was.
See, now I was playing.
In my client.
Yeah. See, now I was playing in my car, but a car almost hit me. I imagine they were playing. But I was like, oh, damn, I shouldn't be playing this because my defense is going to be pretty poor. That I was going to be like, well, I was playing Pokemon, and then that asshole hit me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, probably
you
can't
think it wouldn't work,
use that.
But what if the judge then opened his robes and he has, like, Pokeball tattoos over both of his nipples?
It says...
And then he just makes the sign
Gym
of the Pikachu
master.
At you. Yeah.
Wait, like, is the sign of
that.
Pikachu... You just made, like, a rock on devil's
devil
horn.
Yeah, the Dio.
Okay. Is that... Also, is that a thing? Is a Pikachu sign a thing?
No. The closest I can come up with for like a weird Japanese sign is the Kitsune sign, the sign of the fox, which is you put
that looks like a fox. Okay,
yeah,
I get it. That's
you tuck your thumb in the middle twos.
Seems like
and make like a
basic
little fox
shadow
face.
Puppet.
Yeah, and then put your side fingers up, and those are the ears of the fox.
What does it mean?
There's no way to simulate its horrific urine though.
No. You have to get that stuff from the source.
It's not that kind of fox either. It's like there's a weird Japanese spirit
it's
fox
Guy Fox.
Thing. Yeah, exactly. Guy Fox mask.
Cool. Okay, I got it.
All right. You bought yourself a couple minutes, but...
I was just bringing up, let's see, because I saw today two people walked off a cliff while playing Pokemon Go.
Oh, yeah, I heard about
but
that.
But did they live?
You can do that. I'm trying to see them.
Well, they did live because they just kept
and
walking
now,
and
Sam
they
and
didn't. They didn't look down.
Okay.
And so, much they, like Looney Tunes, you don't actually fall until you
they
see
they pull the
weekend.
Oh, and
weekend
then the trampoline fell
yeah, so,
on top of them.
Right, yeah.
Okay. So, a little weekend at
they
Bernie's.
Did get their
they
money back
into the
from
ocean.
Acme.
Is that how Bernie died?
Yes, that's
really?
It.
He walked into the ocean?
No.
How do I...
But he's totally walked underwater.
I thought he pulled a Michael Hutchins.
He just kept walking.
Well, he couldn't have died in like a way that would be...
I didn't watch. I mean, I watched it when it
came out. I guess I thought it was like a heart attack or something.
I was like eight. Yeah.
Yeah. I have no recollection of the beginning of that movie. That was the least important part, how he died.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Nobody cares how he died.
I mean, that's not even the pivot into Act Two.
Who cares?
Right?
That's
like the first 10 minutes.
It's exposition.
And you know, I kind of want a movie about how he died now.
Yeah.
A prequel.
That's okay.
Totally.
We should do it.
Weekend with Bernie.
Friday at Bernie's.
That's. And it's a drama piece. Yeah, it's about like who the guy behind the dead person
the
was.
The coke problem is trying to get over the heart and the arteries.
Let's learn about Bernard.
I really want to do this, damn it. This would be a good movie. I really
It'll
think
be
so.
The second best movie you've ever been
I've
in.
I've heard you say dumber things. I'll give you that.
This will be my
That's
ultimate
how I'm
think
on
piece.
My kids if I ever have them.
The ultimate think piece.
It's going to be fantastic. I think McCarthy's still alive, so we could drag him into it too.
That seems right. I feel like he's been in commercials.
No,
I
idea.
Mean, he's not like a god
trying to find out if these guys
or an
died
ideal,
yet.
Like something that disappears when the last person on Earth forgets about it.
Yeah.
He's still somewhere.
Yeah, he's like Tinkerbell.
Yeah.
John, this could be us. I mean, we have to be careful. We can't let this consume us. Like, we could walk off
Pokemon.
Cliffs. Yeah.
Not
I mean,
Bernie.
Look at one of... Here's what it says. The two men walked off the cliff. Deputies believe one of the men may have consumed alcohol. Sounds familiar.
Oh, really?
Neither of the
it's
men
too close
have
to
had
home.
Sex.
It's
was,
honestly
was the
too
other
close
one
to
eating
home.
His second candy bar in 10 minutes and wondering why he's overweight?
That's it.
If so, it is us.
Landed on the other one. Was fine. Let's see.
This is a very brief news story.
Extent of
the
injuries
happy
unknown.
Story?
Extent of the injuries unknown. What? Don't even put that on the news if you're not going to tell me he's maimed or dead or something like that. If it bleeds, it leads. Now, where else? Veterans playing
you
Pokemon
You sound like the
Go.
Grizzled producer of the following.
It has
Get out of here
show.
With that clean
they've
crap.
Helped, they've helped catch a suspect.
You don't start the Channel
Brian,
6 news. If...
This is Brian Wilkinson with your Pokemon Go report. The death toll is staggering.
Tortoclip.
I mean,
Pokemon
I
Go
know that people in this area
be,
are...
See, when they said be aware of your surroundings, I thought that they meant, like, keep an eye out for Pokemon. Like, I really thought that that's what they meant.
Oh, something playful?
Yeah. Yeah. I
well,
really thought that that's
like
what they
Like, when commercials are like, drink responsibly.
Yeah, wink, wink.
I never thought about that before.
If she blinks twice, it means yes.
Yeah.
What I know that what's happening in this area with PokeGo... that a lot of other areas aren't so I don't know, they don't have a lot of hallowed ground like we do in DC. There's the Holocaust Museum and Arlington National Cemetery.
That is a good point.
Are bitching at Niantic or Niantic, whoever made
Niantic.
This game.
Huh.
Which is funny because
they
want to
be off the list
for 6 years.
Yeah.
That was very similar to this, but it didn't have the branding, so
all the kids are going there to catch Doc Ouchu.
Dachau?
What? Dachau and Pikachu?
I'm
been great
I'm
if
a
I hadn't...
simpleton, so
what?
You, don't explain.
You haven't memorized like 10, 12
yeah.
Auschwitz,
just
Treblinka?
The,
no,
just
I haven't.
The main
Birkenkamp.
One. No, I really...
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't tell sure. you, the, you know...
Maybe Pikachu?
Pikachu?
Yeah, she
was
like,
right
I was
there.
I was yeah, waiting yeah. for you to say yeah. it.
I just snatched one of those low-hanging grapes from Pete's ass.
But we have to tell people not to play on the hallowed grounds. That's kind of weird.
Well, yeah, it kind of pissed me
they,
off.
They
that,
were playing at the Arlington Cemetery.
That's both hallowed and hallowed.
Yep.
Hallowed ground. You're right.
Hallowed
horrible
grounds. It was my accent.
It. There's a lot of that going on in D.C. I know that people are, what, cooling their tootsies in the reflecting pool?
Are they really?
Or no, the World War II
material.
No, they
want to, like, swim
oh,
in it.
No, they oh. are not.
The World War II memorial, not material. The World War II memorial
I mean,
has some sort of
pool. I mean, it's pretty inviting. Yeah, it does.
And people are dipping their little tootsers in to cool yeah. them off. And they're like, how can people do this? And to me...
I feel like Navy Memorial does, too.
That's just a design flaw. Like, you live...
Don't make
in the muggiest
yeah.
city in the world.
Like this is like
don't cool down.
Who's...
Why don't they have mist towers? That's their fault.
Who's the big guy from Harry Potter?
Oh, Hodor.
No, I was gonna say I Hodor. I was thinking Hodor, but their version of Hodor.
Oh,
I,
right. Hagrid.
Hagrid. There
yeah,
you go.
There we go.
This place is like Hagrid's ass crack after he's been grading papers for a week.
Mm-hmm.
It's that moist and hairy. you
Butters
really
is rolling in her grave right now.
If you put a pool anywhere, who are you to say that like people aren't gonna have sex in that? Like they aren't gonna Woodstock that thing, much less just put their feet in it.
I mean, like, it's does true. Smell. People get around like, water. It smells and they like start strongly of bleach, but then freaky. Also still a little bit of pee.
There's gotta be goose crap all over that thing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Duck crap,
pigeon.
Really all sorts of
not
waterfowl
really
crap.
Goose. You don't get into the city much, do you? Not so much with the geese.
Oh, the geese are just a suburban
pigeons,
thing?
Pigeons, yeah.
Okay. No, I get it a lot. I guess you guys don't have geese? I don't know.
Not
drive through, mostly.
Really.
That's
yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like Travis Bickle in Taxi Driver. I drive through your white world. I'm not a part of it.
Uh-huh.
So my thought is, as I search for the words to my thought, because I don't remember my thought. Oh, if you don't want people doing these things,
you think it's an attractive nuisance?
Don't build it. Yeah. Like, I mean, I wouldn't.
I think.
Okay. If you don't want anonymous gay sex to take place.
Not that we're saying we don't want that.
At the Lincoln Memorial. Don't make a bunch of stone walls that have dick sized holes in them. And like, you know.
You can be on one side or the other.
Exactly.
And cover their face.
Exactly.
Yeah, I could see that.
Don't build it in. You've paid people millions of dollars to design these things.
Well, I was saying they should make it like really tall and like really hard to scale, but it is still alluring because they're like, oh, there's like a pool in there. And then just, I just want a bunch of people to try and climb it and fall.
Or put a bunch of broken glass on it.
Yeah, there you go. I like that one. We should be engineers.
This is ridiculous. Why can't people just put their feet in the water?
Why are
we not civil engineers, John? Have gay sex where they want to. What's wrong with the way it is?
We should really be designing these kinds of things.
See, this is the West Coast interspace.
He doesn't. Yeah.
Let them shred all. Yeah, they can just be seen wherever.
I don't really care.
Let them shred all over us.
Because you screwed up when you built it. It's like if you okay, look.
I don't think that's a screw up when they built it. I think like
if a drunk guy takes a crap in a demo toilet at Home Depot.
Yeah.
That should have happened, and it's wrong, but you're kind of asking for it at the same time.
What do you do with the toilet?
Yeah.
What does a man do when he's got to go?
I just don't... I don't know
like
why we
Dylan
have
lyric.
To... Yeah, it totally does. I don't know why we want to have a world where we're, like, making everything, designing everything intentionally to make sure nobody can ever do anything.
That's... What is it about the pool that says World War II?
Reflection? Maybe?
I think
she's I don't know.
Right.
Your tone betrays you, m'lady.
Damn it.
There's nothing in particular.
If the goose
in this
can
place.
Do it.
I don't know. I'm sure there's heavy, heavy symbolism that I just haven't read the plaque about, but
maybe it was built for another time. But that is the real scuttlebutt. When it comes to DC Pokemoning, they're getting sick of people marching through all the various like really meaningful monuments and screaming, "I choose you!" You know, that kind of stuff. Because that's how you start.
It's a little sad. It's a little funny.
Yeah, that's.
Is that the show?
Theme.
I think.
Is that the show's title?
Yes.
Actually, I like that. Let's keep it.
But I think it's good that people are getting out. They call it social, but it's not. People are getting out, walking around.
So sad.
Your megaton contribution. I like the people
I like
walking.
That they're getting around the memorial.
They're fat, they're and
really
now they're
see-
not.
And if they're using AR, I mean, maybe it's showing them the
it
wall.
It is amazing.
And they get to see it a little bit. Maybe they're taking a picture of their Zubat.
Pokemon
but
Go
it's also showing the Lincoln Memorial in the background, so like that's something to remember.
Yeah.
Like Pokemon going and walking around, and it's the ultimate icebreaker, especially me. I have my stupid little Pikachu phone.
It really is.
People hail me like like they can see the outline
of
a 14-inch brick in my shorts. Oh, that's not the only time. You were with me once when people were like, "I love your case." And yeah, like
they cheered.
Yeah,
they literally cheered.
Five,
You've been
six
waiting
people.
For this for so long.
Exactly. This is like I built my bomb shelter. It's filled with all the food that tastes like ass but will never spoil, and finally the Russians have bombed us. And I'm like,
yes.
Chill, guys. I got this. Yeah. I've got my pick.
Party
where
at my house.
Tonight. Yeah. And it's great. It is the ultimate meetup tool because you're just peering at each other's smartphone and you're not like a creepy stalker because then you're just like Pokemon Go. And if they say, no, what are you talking about? You're like, well, you're a stupid, uneducated bitch then. And you can say
Mom.
That. Yeah. And everyone else cheers. Yeah, your mom is a bitch. It's really the saturation on this is like what I wish Tinder were. Like you just walk up. There's like a little Tinder bang circle instead of a pokey spot. And it's like, are you Tindering?
Are
yes.
you on Tinder?
Shall we? Yes. And then you just...
There is a reflecting yeah. pool near us. Yeah. We could have sex in.
We can dip our tootsies and cool our gonorrhea to genitals before the act.
Oh, always yours the southern, aren't? They will be.
Always the southern gentleman.
I wonder what Pokemon Go is like in like a small town, like a Podunk where you live. What is there? Like,
it sucks. I wonder. Spot? It yeah. sucks. I'm basically...
Just the rich get richer.
Yeah. I'm definitely running that joint.
Huh.
I'm going to say... The king shit.
Oh, I didn't realize we're doing a bleepy...
I figured I would keep it.
Oh, SOB.
Yeah. I have to curate it anyways.
That's true. That's... But yeah, does this mean it's not going to be out tomorrow? I want it to be out before the weekend so people can listen to it over the weekend.
Fine.
Thank
so someone
you.
Gets to curate.
Yeah, that's my thing.
God, Sarah.
One episode.
Really?
You can go one episode without...
Without you burping? I hope someday. Whatever they have you on is disgusting.
Okay,
all these charcoal enemas are making your breath horrible.
Yeah, but it's pure. It's purified. I get it straight from the Brita filter that I crack open.
Okay.
Okay, so if you catch one of these things, does that mean nobody else can catch it? Is it like you have to get to one?
Hell no. I don't think so.
And if it looks like it's in a place on your phone, is it in that same place for other people?
This is Bernie's Pokemon.
That I don't know.
Everybody gets some.
He was teaching me a little bit. I've already cooled on the game because I'll be honest. I'm catching nothing rare. There's this thing called Pidgey that I get over and over and another one called Rattata. So I'm just catching
that
a pigeon and
get.
A rat.
Yeah.
Like, I can do that in real life.
Yeah, that's
I
true.
I can do that in D.C.
Yeah.
Just
that
fine.
That is a really
There's also,
good
like,
point.
The occasional raccoon and possum, if I play my cards right. I'm seeing less wildlife in this goddamn Pokemon game than I am in real life. It's very frustrating. Like they need to spice things up. Because seriously,
step your game up, Nintendo.
Maybe I don't
maybe
know
a goose.
How to find these, but I'm getting real bored real fast. Just like turning this on 3 times a day. And seeing stupid Pidgey, stupid ass. And I'm like, you know what? I don't want my 15th Pidgey. I can't make them fight each other to death. They just sit there. Big,
stupid, peaceful,
big
pretend animals.
Big menu full of Pidgeys. And
that has been Papa's Point.
Yeah. I think we can go out. You,
we'll
you
be
guys
taking calls.
Dodged my whole lighthearted take on the upcoming
oh,
race
Oh, God,
floor.
Do we try.
Mm. Yeah, I genuinely think we're getting better at it, too.
Yeah.
I'm going to sneak
I
it
love
in there
it when
one
you're
of
here. So much easier.
I hate when you guys gang up on me.
You love it.
Like, one day all my Pidgeys are going to do. Just peck my eyes out.
Yeah.
All right, so that was Papa's Basement. I'm John Papa Giorgio, hence the show's weird name. Show's website, inpapasbasement.com. Go there for every episode we've ever done. At Papa's Basement on Twitter, at Papa's Basement Instagram, Facebook.com/Papa's Basement, and YouTube.com/Papa's Basement. You guys, do your thing.
Hey, I'm Peep Maybe. Check me out on Twitter. Twitter.
Okay.
Sorry, I was almost going to say Tinder.
Twitter,
but
it's
I don't
identical.
Think we're, I don't think we're there yet. Twitter, at Peep Maybe, and screw it, Instagram, that Peep Maybe. And Tumblr, at maybe, maybe not. Sarah.
I'm Sarah Beaker, and I'm on the tweets at Madam Too Soon. And that's it. That's all my social media. I don't really do
I know.
Else.
Your website.
Oh, yeah.
We'll get on
but there's
that
nothing
soon.
On there, really.
Right now.
Yeah.
Oh, and hey, guys.
Soon it'll be National Gallery.
If you
Gallery
made it
Fire.
To the end of the episode, I bet you're looking forward to the Patreon, because that's going to be happening. And we are going to be doing, alongside the weekly shows, we're going to be doing extra shows. They're going to be extra dirty. And they will be just for you if you guys subscribe. So we will have that out soon. And... keep an eye out.
Yeah. I want to do scripted stuff, too.
Yeah.
I want to do sketches and new stuff.
And I want to post new.
Hate when you guys gang up on me like a bunch of damn Pidgeys. Till the next one. We're out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about, nothing to critique. Great show, great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Face a penis.